You got 3 points, my guy.
I got 30 points. I'm in the limelight now.
Tag, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Hey, did you call it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, Hogan. I use that string anyway. Okay, hi guys. Oh boy.
Hello.
Thousand Oaks, California. Such a beautiful place. Thanks so much for letting us come and play here.
Thanks for coming.
I'm from Bloomington, Indiana.
You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you. It's another very beautiful place, but not like here. Oh, it's so pretty here. I love it. Southern California, I'm sold. I've only been here for 3 days. I gotta show you something.
I flew in here on an airplane just so that I could tour California and Oregon and Washington.
I'm really excited to do it. I lived here a long time ago, but it's been a while since I've seen it. It may have improved since I was here last. It certainly hasn't gotten worse. Look, this is what was in my bass guitar case when I got here. It's from the Transportation Security Administration, the plane cops. They thought my guitar was so suspicious that they searched it.
I got that in my case, too.
What hurts my feelings, though, is that they thought it was okay. They weren't like, this bass guitar is obviously a threat to American capitalism, we have to impound it. This is their seal of approval. I think that fucking sucks. Anyway, my name is David Dean, and this band is called David Dean's Musical Forklift. I guess I'd better explain a little bit about that. You see, I didn't always live in Bloomington, Indiana, and I wasn't always a touring folky punk rocker. I used to be a forklift operator, and I lived in Arkansas, and I worked in factories and on job sites. And it was a pretty great job. I'm kidding, it was a terrible job. Never be a forklift driver. Never, never do it. You know what, I'm gonna move this song in the first place. But here's why I called this band Dave Dean's Musical Forklift. Because when I was driving a forklift, I noticed that I was actually driving a forklift. The reality, okay, you know what I mean? And reason number two is that a forklift is a multi-purpose device. I noticed that if you want to, you can use it to move the things around that your boss wants moved around. But if you want to have fun, like I like to have fun, when I drive the forklift, you can raise your friends up or you can push the trash down with the forklift. That's my kind of forklift driving, multi-purpose device. And reason number three is that a forklift is a labor-saving device. You know, I usually play a bass guitar, which is a guitar like this, but with only 4 big strings, very easy to play. So if you don't want to learn a bunch of hard guitar chords or work up a sweat playing drums or the tambourine or something, get a bass guitar. It's much easier work.
And you get the girls.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, they just, you know, a bass player, just look like a idiot, really. I mean, they say, bad chromosomal material. Let me move on to the string section. Anyways, this is a song about driving the forklift the way that I did it in Arkansas. It's called What's Up, American Forklift. It goes... trash down all day, every day. All I do is drive around, rated at 12,000 pounds. What's up, American forklift? I'm gonna try not to damage materials. I'm gonna try to do this job expeditiously. I'm gonna try to hold on to this position for a while. Holy fuck, I'm just gonna try not to kill anybody. What's up, American forklift? It beats the shit out of swinging a hammer. It beats the shit out of digging a hole. It beats the shit out of swinging a hammer. And it beats the dick off of digging a hole. What's up, American forklift? Woo! Thanks a lot, guys. I got a few more like that. If you consider that song acceptable, you might like these other ones too. So I don't just drive a forklift all day, guys. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Actually, my job now is as a teacher of very small people who are learning English for the first time. Most of them are Korean, and it's a much better job. I didn't know that you could work in such safe conditions where you never see anyone's hand get cut off and get the same amount of money. It's great. Go into the teaching profession. Consider it. Anyways, but I don't just do that either. I also like this stuff, which is I enjoy all kinds of peppers and spicy sauces and hot foods. are so delicious to me. Let me walk you through a diagram about this fact about me, David Dean. This is me, and I'm having a meal, okay? And I'm like, this is okay, you know, this, I guess this will sustain me, right? Then I shake a couple of drops of my favorite hot sauce onto the dinner. Then in the next frame, this is flames are shooting out of my mouth. And they're making this sound, boom. It's so good. I just love it. And then in the last frame, I'm sweating and I'm crying. And these hearts mean that I fell in love with hot sauce. It's so good. Put lots of spicy shit all over your food. That's my other advice to you. Don't drive a forklift. Put spicy stuff on your food. This is a song about it. It's called Hot Sauce Goddamn. And it goes... for granted again. Never take a meal for granted again. Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! It's only fair. Let your food bite you back. Let your food bite you back. It's only fair. Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Sriracha, thumbs up Tabasco, cayenne pepper, habanero. Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Hot sauce, goddamn! Yeah. And I gotta tell you guys, that song's not a metaphor for anything like filling your life with interesting and intense experiences to make it more interesting and tolerable. Or about sadomasochism or anything like that. It's just about hot sauce. Try Dave's Ultimate Insanity Sauce sometime. It's really good. I didn't invent it, even though my name is also Dave, but it is delicious. But just use a little. So, this kind of music is not really called punk rock or folk punk or anything like that. I started Dave's Forklift to try to be an acoustic grindcore band, alright? Which you might know, grindcore is the kind of music where people just play as fast as they're physically capable of playing, and it's very exciting. But I couldn't. So this is a kind of music, this is a genre that is related to folk, punk, and grindcore that I like to call teddy bear groovecore. And the reason for that is that this is a picture of something I like to call a teddy bear dancing in the sunshine. And the reason that that is significant is because on my good day, my day when I'm having a blast and everything's wonderful, when I look into my mind's picture and imagine what I look like, this is what I see. On a bad day, this is what I see. An old man, gravity is pulling on him for 34 years, taking hair and teeth and all kinds of things with it. His male breasts are growing exponentially. It's terrible. But on a good day, this is what you see. So anyway, that's the deal about teddy bear groovecore. Oh boy, but I don't just like teddy bear groovecore, guys. I've got so many interests and I want to share them all with you today. I like European history. I think it's so interesting. Okay, and I started with the continent, and I think that stuff is real interesting. Battle of Austerlitz and all that stuff. All the different continent shifts and the Romans conquering and Christianizing everyone is interesting. But my favorite history is English history. And I like to tell people about this really awesome stuff that happened that affected the way that we all speak. And it even affects the way that my Korean English as a new language students learn the language. This guy, King Harold, who was the king of England in 1066, his job was to defend England against everybody. But he didn't do the greatest job, because why? Because these retired Vikings from Norway had moved to France and begun speaking this redneck kind of French called Norman French, okay? They were called the Normans. And in 1066, they all came across here to England and they conquered it. So I always thought, King Harold, thanks a lot, schmuck, for being a failure and making everything tough for the little Korean kids that I have to teach, not to mention difficult for me. Now we've got this weird language. Did you ever notice that English is a strange language? It's got Germanic words and Latinate words, and the arrangement of them is completely random seeming. People that are learning it as a second language are like, but this is the weirdest shit in the world, right? Right, Jen? So I always was kind of mad at King Harold, but I learned this important fact about him, that when he fought the Battle of Hastings against this guy whose name was William the Bastard, that's what they called him, until he conquered England and they called him William the Conqueror. So I'm imagining that maybe he even conquered England so he could get a better name. He had just been fighting all these Vikings up here in the north, along with his own brother whose name was Tostig, and it was a real weird pitched battle. The Vikings assumed that that Harold would surrender to them, so they went without their armor because it was hot that day. King Harold's guys came to the surrendering party, but they were wearing their armor and carrying their battle axes, and it turned out that they didn't want to surrender at all and killed the Vikings. It was pretty wild, and they were all very happy about it. They'd saved England. And then a messenger came up from Hastings and was like, King Harold, I've got bad news for you. But first I want to congratulate you for killing all those Vikings and your brother. You did a great job. but William the Bastard just landed at Hastings and he wants to have another battle with you. So anyway, he went down there with his troops. The really tough guys were called House Carls. They're kind of like the Green Berets of today. Those are the only guys that stuck by him. The other people went home to harvest the crops because it was about this time of year, harvest time. And long story short, we got a real weird language. This is a song about that process. It's called King Harald. And I guess something you need to know is that the king of the Vikings was also the king of Norway. His name was Harald Hardrada. He was stabbed in the throat with a spear and nearly beheaded. Okay. 1, 2, 3, King Harald! Time for fighting the Vikings in the north, marched out with his house calls. William the Bastard took his chance. I guess I've just got one or two more songs left, but there are a bunch of important things about my life that I want to share, so I'm going to do those in kind of rapid fire form. Uh-oh, guys. There she is. The love of my life. My beautiful black cat, 3 years old. Her name is Miss Fancy Pants Foo Foo Kitty Princess, perfect ballerina. She's so mean. Any other person or animal or even inanimate object that she ever comes in contact with, she tries to kill them to the best of her little kitty cat ability. In my case, she sleeps on my chest every night and she's so warm and soft. I interpret this as loyalty, although the medical books say it's called psychosis. I love her. This is the one I do it all for. But have you ever noticed this? How similar really cats and snakes are in their behavior, and how their eyes kind of look the same. They're kind of slitty, you know what I mean? All a snake would really need to look like a cat would be a fursuit to wear and some stilts. Instantly cat. So I think there's no such animal as cat, really. Reptile, snakes, we saw one on the way here, right? Have devised a way to get food and affection from people that otherwise wouldn't give it to them. I don't have a song to go with that. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. It might turn out to be important.
I feel enlightened.
God, I'm kind of like Hoven. I like bicycles. Yeah. Bicycles are such a good way to get around. They're so much better than cars for some things. They're not better at moving iron ingots than cars, okay? They're not better at going up and down the West Coast in an expeditious fashion than cars. They're a lot better for getting around your own town than cars. So this is me on a bike. But I'm, you know, bikes are great. They are great. But duh, you know, everybody knows that bikes are great. So I've got the song about bicycles. But mostly I wanted to point out to people, this is me riding a bicycle. I'm like, God fucking damn it. Do you notice that people sometimes will not use this important function on their car when you're riding on your bicycle?
Yes.
If anybody doesn't know who's a motorist, this is called a turn signal. And it's a way of indicating to other people which direction your car is about to go in. Very important for bicyclists who otherwise may be flung over your hood. There's a lever to the left of your steering column that operates the turn signal. Just explore this important safety feature of cars. Okay? And those of you that use your turn signals, thank you. And this song is called The Bicycle Song, and it's about bicycles, okay? Driving my car today, I heard the radio tell me about some man who died to make the gas I was burning cheaper. I parked the goddamn thing, thought a while and got on my bike. I rolled out in the sunshine thinking there's gotta be a better way. To the punk rock show. I rolled through a traffic jam and it brought it all back to me. People trapped in metal boxes that fart poison gas. There's got to be a better way! Better way! Better way! Better way! Better way! This bear represents me. It's a sad bear, and he's pointing to his heart to tell you how he feels about things. These shirts cost $4, and if you would like one, it would really help us to be able to eat at Denny's and stuff on our tour instead of eating peanut butter off of our fingers, which we've been doing. And if... Not yet, but just we wait, Hoven. And these CDs that I've got also cost $4. These have 18 songs on them and also have the sad bear, so if you want to make the sad bear happy, it costs $4. I'll give you one of each for $6, if you want that. Let's see. Speaking of happy bears, what do we got here? Oh, very important subject. Important subject! Love. Have you heard of this thing that people do sometimes? They fall in love with each other. Oh, things I love. Here's some things that I love. This is a diagram. My brother is 6'5", very tall, and a successful architect. I grew up with him, and he's my hero. His name is Daniel Dean. I love riding bicycles and cats, as we covered. I also enjoy reading a good book. I like strong black coffee, and I also really have been craving cheese a lot lately. Luckily, I like the black coffee, too, so everything more or less stays in balance. Every once in a while, we get a day behind, you know what I mean? Love is so cool. Maybe it's the best thing that we ever get to experience in the world. Human love is the best thing I've found yet. I'm a big fan of it. So much I like it. I'm from a factory town in Arkansas. A southern, very conservative place. We got factories and we got an army base and that's it. My friend Steven is an awesome and incredible person. I wish you could meet him. Steven Regal. He's also a person who does this thing. Have you heard of this thing that people do sometimes? This is called being gay, and it is the coolest in the world. You know why? I'm going to tell you. Because being gay, here's how you do it, okay? I've been doing a lot of reading about this and looking at pictures, too. It's interesting. All you have to do is find someone of your same sex, then you fall in love with them, or you love them, or you make love with them. This is being gay, and it's so cool. Because why? Because it's a way of falling in love or making love or being in love with someone. Awesome. Very interesting. And here are two different ways you can do it. And it equals love. I'm a trained math teacher, too, in addition to language. So I made this diagram for you. And here's this other really weird thing that people are doing these days. Have you heard about it? It's called being straight. It's very similar to being gay, but with one difference, is that you find someone that's your opposite sex of you, and you fall in love with them or make love with them, and then this is straightness, and it's also so cool. Because why? Because it's a form of love, or making love, or being in love with someone. Ah, these things are so great. And they all equal to this. So if you know a little bit of mathematics, you might even know that these things are all equal to each other. Maybe human love is so great that it shouldn't be discouraged and certainly shouldn't be illegalized. You know what I mean? Maybe people that can love each other should absolutely not be discouraged from doing so by maybe fascists or right-wing Republicans or homophobes or anything like that. So this is a tribute, I guess, to everyone that does it. And also to those who choose not to. This is called... Not like discriminates against homosexuals, but who like does the dirty deed, you know, fucks each other. This is called The Only Good Thing, and it goes. If you've been alive very long, you know most of life is shit. We're all going around and around, trying to find something to make it all worth it. The only thing that really works is human love. No matter who it's between, a boy and a boy. Anyway, thanks a lot. My point about my friend Steve, I got one more of these songs is there time? I got one more of these songs. My friend Steve is gay and we play music together in, I guess, redneck bars in Arkansas. And he said, Dave, he's got a real low voice. He said, Dave, you're always writing these songs about, you know, labor rights and human dignity, you know. Why don't you write a song about being a homo? I was like, Steve, I've always wanted to do that, but I always thought it was so obvious. What would you write about it? Of course people should be able to love whoever they want to. So anyway, we made this song up, and we played it in redneck bars in Arkansas, and sometimes we had weird conversations, and sometimes very nice ones. But many people who are gay have a very touching coming out story. You know, they invite some friends over and have a bottle of wine, and they tell everybody, you know what I mean, and it's all very beautiful, and they hug, and then they all go home. But Steve's coming out story is, I didn't know that everybody didn't know he was gay. So as my part of my patter in the redneck bar that night, I mentioned that fact, and it was real weird. So anyway, that's his coming out story. Friends are very important to me. I don't want to talk about Nietzsche today. I just want to talk about friends and how important they are to me. This song originally was about this idea that this German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, had, who lived in the 1800s, who had a lot of bad ideas, like hating women, for example, bad idea. But he had this one good idea called eternal return. And the idea was that you should live your life in such a way that if you, one night, random night in your life, an angel comes to you and says, guess what, tonight you're going to die, is the bad news. But here's the other news, that you're going to repeat your life, but you're not going to have any say about how it is. You're just going to repeat it like watching a movie again and again and again, a million times, a billion times for eternity. That you should live your life in such a way and fill it with such beautiful people and experiences that instead of saying, oh, I can't believe it, this is the worst thing ever, I'm going to be born and get slapped on the ass, right, and then go to elementary school and get spankings, and then I'm going to go to the factory and get reprimands, and then comes the bed sores. That you should say, I can't wait to meet all these beautiful people again. All the people that have died along the way and that I, for whatever reason, I can't ever see them anymore. I can see them again, infinite times. This is great. I love it. Now, Nietzsche didn't think any of this was going to happen. He was the guy that said, God is dead. But it's just a way of living your life full of intensity and beauty. I'm glad to be living this time right now on this trip with Hovind across America. It's really cool. So this is a song about the way that you will miss your dead friends when they are gone. Because I guarantee you, one thing I definitely know about your friends, they're all going to die, and you're going to miss them. You are. Some of them you're going to wish you had hugged one last time, some of them you're going to wish you punched in the nose, but you won't get that chance again. So treat them the way, while they're still alive, please, that you will wish you had treated them, or would wish that you had treated them once they are not here anymore. Please. This song is called Again. Thanks very much for your attention. My name is David Dean. This is David Dean's Musical Forklift.